Blog Talk Radio.
This is Miss P.
And this is Lady Cario.
And this is the N2
show.
How
is going on? You doing? I'm not sure what's going on. How about you?
I am doing good, lady. I am doing good. How's everything over there with you?
It is cold needles, okay? This weather's crazy.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm just, like I said, I still have on my snow boots and my Uggs and, you know, my mittens and everything from last week. Nothing's changed up in here, Lady C.
And your
crazy
quilt and everything, right? You got a tent on your bed to keep all the air out.
Oh, my God. I thought I was going to have to go kill a polar bear today.
What?
To get his fur for warmth.
Or just rip the fur out your Uggs and just tuck it in places. That'd be easier.
Okay, imagine.
A lot of stuff. That is some craziness,
my goodness.
Okay?
Okay, so what is going on for today, Lady Cario? What is going on for today?
We have madness and craziness in the world with these young girls.
Oh, my goodness. Exactly.
Okay,
where were they mamas?
I don't know, but I think these girls have been picked on and they was just venting on, like, camera, but whose camera was this? Was this a phone or it looked good, so I don't know if they actually had a camera. I didn't get that, and I just think they were picked on, and then this was their way of, you know, venting, I guess, but the cursing was crazy. I'm trying to pull it up. This was on Media Takeout. I mean, not Media Takeout, sorry, World Star Hip Hop. It was called Bad As Kids of the Week, little girl cursing some people out and talking about whooping ass and getting Louis Vuitton.
Yes. Louis Vuitton. And they couldn't have been no more than like 7, 6, 2 months old. I mean, they were like that young.
It's disgusting. And what do they know about Louis? They couldn't even afford a damn belt, okay? What are they talking about? They said Arrow Pastel. What were they saying? They kept saying the same thing. And I'm like, what's wrong with that? I see people wear it. What's wrong?
Exactly.
Get cheap.
I mean, a shirt is a shirt, Lady Cario. A shirt is a shirt, okay?
Yeah.
I've never been the type into, like, oh, yeah, I have to have this name brand, this and that. The only thing I like is for my shoes and my bags to be hot, and everything else is going to look good with the right accessories, okay?
And that's a beautiful thing. You know what's crazy, though? I think when you're young, you're more self-conscious about that because I remember, you know, junior high school and the girls, you know, they hate it if you're pretty and all of that. So you have to keep up some way because they will find a little loophole to you know, pick on you. Oh, look at her shirt. She has a stain. You know, just bull crap. So it's crazy. So, you know, now that we're older, we just bypass all that. Like, if I have a stain, I will rock that stain like it's gold, okay, on my shirt. And nobody's going to tell me nothing about that stain unless they want to wash it out in the sink.
Okay, have you ever gotten a stain somewhere and you went to a sink and tried to get, like, a piece of tissue to wipe it out? I mean, I had plenty of those days where I had knocked all kind of stuff all over my shirt, and I'm like, oh, excuse me, and trying to rush to the bathroom, okay, to get it out with some soap and water, girl. It's crazy.
Wait, what about the after effects when the tissue rips?
I know, and then you still have the stain on your shirt. You still have the stain on your shirt after you still trying to scrub the hell out of it. You know?
Yes, I know. And the tissue is ripped all over the place on your shirt.
Exactly. Lady C, we have a caller coming in. You want to pick it up?
I think they're just listening for now.
Oh,
let's just
okay.
Let's rock and listen to our beautiful voices.
Uh-huh.
You
hear that caller?
We are crazy. Wait.
We're
not crazier than the crackhead for the dollar.
No. You guys have to check the video that we posted up on the Intune page. It's crazy. It really is. Who goes to the top of a three-story building and jump off a backflip? Who does that and then get back up and walk away like a cat? He got nine lives. He has feline in his bloodline, okay? You cannot tell me that his family did not get down with a pack of cats, okay? Because how the hell did he walk away from that?
That was his
it's
first
beyond
life.
Me.
Wait, what happened to my dollar, though? This is what I was thinking.
Exactly, and he didn't have no money when he walked away.
He walked away without the dollar, okay? And he walked away in shame. Like, this dude, I felt the impact when his head, I don't, he looked like a rag doll. It was just crazy. And then he gets up, and you know he's hurt as hell. And the dude keeps, you okay, you okay? I'd be like, where's my dollar? And walked off, like, twisted. But I'm getting my dollar. I don't care if it's 50 cents, 25, 50, I don't care. You're going to give me my dollar. Come on.
Oh, my God. That was just so crazy, Lady C. That was so crazy. And what about the bus driver who pulled the old woman off the bus? I mean, is he going to jail? What's up with that?
No, he's not. Did you, this was actually in the news, I believe, the beginning of this week, because I seen that, and then I heard it the same day on the news. They're backing him up. They said that he had to use force because she would not. You know, they say he's wrong because he should have waited for the police. But, in fact, she was it was a hazardous condition because she wants to smoke, and those kind of buses, I believe it was an electrical bus, it can mm-hmm. cause some kind of friction with the bus itself and with the smoke. So he had to react that way, but they did show him, like, give her some blows, but she was out there. I believe he smacked her up, but he claims he did. But all his, of course, the MTA, they stick together. You know, they're like, that's one of our brothers. We're going to back him up. And only thing he got was suspended. But other than that, they say he had to use force, and he had to do what he had to do to stay, secure all the passengers, you know, safe and sound. I don't know, but she had nerve, though, for real, though. You don't know, did she light the cigarette up? And she was like, no. What? Are you kidding me? I've never seen nobody in my life smoke on a bus. Have you?
No.
Nothing.
You can tell, but Lady C, you can tell that something was actually really wrong with this lady. Like, she was mentally disturbed. You could tell something was wrong with her. You could tell by the way she had demeanor that anyone who gets on a crowded bus and lights up a cigarette, and you and I and everyone knows that no one normal thinking with free mind thinking goes and lights a cigarette up on a train, a bus, in a taxi, unless you know the cab driver or something. But normally no one does that. So obviously she had to be playing with a few loose screws for her to have even attempt to light that up. So I feel he was a little rough. I understand what his position was, but I felt like he was a little rough. And like you just stated, like the MTA, they're going to stick up for him, just like how the police officers, when they shoot another person innocently and make up the evidence about shooting and killing someone that's innocent. So it's a crazy situation.
I agree. It's sad, too, because you know what? You have good cops, and then you have those jerks. And you know, of course, everybody, one bad apple spoils a whole view of everybody's else. So I feel bad for those kind of situations, but that lady, yeah, like you said, she was, something was loose in her head. Like, you probably could rattle and hear the damn screws banging upside her skull. Like, who does that? Because I would just freaking lose it myself as a passenger. Like, is this lady really, like, what if somebody had asthma? That could have caused a whole bunch of domino effects. Like, are you serious? But I hope she does sue the MTA now. Something has to go down. But she illegally did that, so I don't think that's going to go down. But people are just crazy these days. Excuse me, I got a little sniffles.
Oh, that's okay. I think everybody is walking around going through the motions the last couple of days because of weather. It goes from one extreme to the next. And I've just been popping so much vitamin C trying to flush myself.
What?
Because I'm trying to prevent from being sick, you know, by then, you know. Vitamin D, vitamin
E,
A. I want A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, V, W, X, Y, and Z. I want.
You forgot 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 100. Just don't overdose. I'm saying we found a whole bunch of vitamin C's filled up in her stomach, and you couldn't even breathe, okay? It was pressuring on your lungs. Don't do it. Do the fish oils. Don't do the hard vitamins, okay? Because I'm not going down.
No,
I
actually like the vitamins that come in little packages that's grinded up, and you pour it in the water. And it changes the flow of the water. So now you get in water and you get in your supplements without really, like vitamin water, but better because it's more pure, in other words.
It's so pure.
1,000 milligrams of that powder should boost your immune system a little bit, make you feel a lot better or help out, you know.
I just thought of an idea. Maybe we should bag them up and sell them. Like, you know,
right. How much
drugs?
Do you think we could do? But what would we call that, though?
Vitamin drugs or some weird stuff. Just add
you
water.
Know, we would okay, and say mix it with water and watch it fizzle right before your human eyes. And once it starts fizzling, then sniff it up real quick. Okay?
With your mouth.
And then have like a commercial for that. You can shoot it in your veins. You can sniff it. You can lick it. You can...
You're crazy. I don't know. I don't want to see no shooting in the veins, though. That's not good. You can't do that one. Out front, like, I'm sniffing it, like, it's the best ever. And act like my body's cold.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Then put on Too Legit to Quit and watch me go crazy, okay?
Oh,
too
yes.
Legit.
And I'm recording it.
Too Legit
in
to Quit.
Two
hi.
Angles. That's Hammer, y'all. If y'all know what that is, that's Hammer when he was doing it back then. Hard and hard, hot.
Okay, so who do we have on for tonight, Lady C?
We have on, you know what? I think you should, I love your voice better. You should announce both of the names. I'll announce second, you announce one.
Okay, so tonight we're going to have calling in. We're going to have Dream Child. And she's going to come on and she's going to share some of her artistic creativity with us. She's really, really talented, really awesome. And I'm actually really excited to talk to both people that we are going to be talking to tonight because they're both very talented individuals. And Lady C, the second person that we're going to be talking to tonight is?
His name is Torian Casey. You can find him on Facebook. He's also a POTUS. I don't know if that's a real day or the word, but I'm going to use it. he writes, and he does a little bit of modeling, and he's into fashion, and, you know, just a creative person also, so we can ask him some questions, get some input, and he'll be on later on, and we'll have all info to get in contact with these beautiful people.
Okay. We also want to start letting you guys know that we're going to do the interviews first for now on, and then we're going to have the callers call in to ask questions or, you know, have comments for the guests that are on the show or that have comments and questions from Lady C or Miss P. So instead of us interrupting the interview for now on, we're going to actually take calls after the interview, and we'll let you know when the interview is done. That way, whomever wants to call in, they can call in to, you know, voice their opinion at that point in time. So we're going to be making a lot of changes, and as they come along, we're going to be letting you guys know step by step what's going on. I think tonight we should be good on the switchboards. Again, we apologize about the last show, but things happen, and, you know, life goes on. It only gets better from here.
It's better from here and for the beginning of the beginning of the beginning, right? I don't know what I'm talking about right now.
From the beginning. That's actually poetic. Okay, now we just got to put some lines to that. From the beginning, Exactly.
Exactly.
And then you add to that. I think I got in line.
I wanted, you know what? I also wanted to talk about, there's this new show on MTV. I don't know if I should talk about this now because she should
no,
be calling in.
No, you have a few minutes.
Soon.
No, it's fine. Okay. You have a minute. So go ahead.
A minute? No.
I want to know, too, now. You got me all curious. Like, what show? What's going on?
You know, You know how back in the day we had Dawson's Creek? You ever watch Dawson's Creek? No?
Dawson's Creek, yeah. I don't want to wait. Yeah, okay.
So there's a show like that, but it's like, it's called Skins. Skins on MTV, and it comes on, I believe, Mondays, 10, 9 Central. But it's crazy because, sorry, it's Caucasian people, unfortunately, and they're going wild. These are like 13-year-old, 14-year-old, 15-year-old actors. The oldest, I believe, is 17, and they engage in, like, drugs on the show. Like, they talk about drugs, sex, and they also talk, it was a commercial, and it was two girls, and they had basically had sex, and it just,
what?
It, oh, yes, she's like, so did you like it? And the girl's like, yeah, but I don't like you. It's like some weird thing, and she's like, why? She's like, because I love myself better. It's some weird, it's crazy, but it's nuts because when does the censoring stop these days? You could say B-I-T-C-H. Like, it's crazy because back in the day, this is why our kids are how they are now, okay? Because back in the day, we were shielded from a lot of this crap. And now they're exposing, which is cool but not cool, 13, 15-year-olds, you know, they have clips where they're, like, half nude and acting like they're having sex and all of this craziness. Yes, you Skins, you could Google it up too, and there's like a parent association that's going after the show saying that that's like child abuse. If you have 14-year-old, 15-year-olds acting like they're using drugs and engaging in sex, even though it's a show and you know it's not really happening, it's still a form of abuse, they're saying.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, is this like a reality show, Lady Cario?
No.
Is this just like a... It's just like a, what do you call those things? Like one of those shows that they have a couple of hundred episodes on? Like a sitcom?
It's a rated X Dawson's Creek, I'm telling you. Because it reminds me of Dawson's Creek. I loved it. And, you know, I love Dawson's Creek. I wish Joey and freaking Dawson would have ended up together, but that didn't happen. Pacey had to snatch up. But it's cool. We love Pacey, too. But, it's just like... XXX. I need to watch it because I know there's probably billions of fans that I don't want to bash it. It just, you know, people say, what are you talking about? You didn't even see the show. So I need to watch it. But the ratings, you know, is off the charts. So everybody is loving it. But I just think that it's crazy. You know, I don't know. Because I'm seeing a whole bunch of young girls getting into, like, oh, girls and girls, which is cool, but I don't know if they're doing that because they think it's cool. You know how some people just know the inside that they either like a different race or the same race, but some
right.
girls are doing it because they think that's what it is now. Oh, yeah, it's cool. They seeing other people, and I think it's getting a lot of young girls confused, too, at the same time.
Right. Absolutely. So, absolutely. I mean, I have to check that out because I haven't really been watching television, honestly. So I really have to check that out and see what that's all about, definitely. So any other things that they have coming out that you want to share with us?
Oh, let me see. I know that.
Because I know everybody's into the Bad Girl Club. So what's going on with that?
Well, you got to tell me because I watch certain shows, like I know Jersey Shore is not one of those that is on your fave list, but you tell me about, are you into the Bad Girls?
No, I'm not into the Bad Girls, but I am into the Good Girls.
Oh.
Okay. So we have Dream Chow on the line, so we're going to pick it up. Dream
cool.
Chow.
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
It's your time
I'm
to shine.
I'm sorry. I heard you cue me in, and I was like, oh, shit.
Hey, lady.
What's going on?
Hey.
How y'all doing?
What's going on with you?
Good.
I'm chilling. I'm actually still fighting a cold right now, so forgive me. My voice sounds kind of rough.
No, that's okay, because we were just talking about how we're just basically trying to stay alive right now with all this with vitamin C
yes.
and et cetera, et cetera. So how are you doing otherwise? How are you doing?
Otherwise I'm good. I'm good. I'm hanging in there. I'm doing what I can, you know. It's rough.
Well, I know. But you know what's so beautiful about everything? That you're so talented. that.
Thank you.
No, definitely. We have a ton of questions, so I hope you're ready for at least about half of those.
Okay.
Don't try to call and tell us you're sick
good
just
question,
to get out of the
baby.
Other half.
Oh, no, no,
nice
no. No. No, the worst part
like
is over.
Like a virgin
the
on this show, okay?
Yes, I am. I'm not used to this. This is actually only my second time being on a live blog talk radio show, so.
Hey, it's my first, too. Oh,
right.
I'm still virginizing it, too.
Okay.
The first thing I wanted to start off with, Dream Child, okay, and you know how I'm obsessed with your tattoo. Your tattoo art is just off the chain, off the chain.
Thank you.
And I'm telling you, I would fly to China if you was in China to have me.
What?
That's
when
what
did
does.
You start doing that?
Roughly, I would say like 5 years ago, 4 or 5 years
That's
ago.
That's it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. That's great work.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I've been drawing all my life, so, you know, that was, like, the basic foundation for it. But it's nothing like drawing, you know. It's a completely different concept. You're working on somebody's skin, and everybody's skin is different. So, you know, it's a lot of different things you have to take into account as opposed to just grabbing a pencil and drawing something on a sheet of paper or grabbing a paintbrush and, you know, painting on canvas. You know, skin is just – it's so weird.
Wow. Oh, can I ask a question?
Imagine.
I just have to ask this question. Have you ever, like, I know some people could have bad body acne. Have you ever had a situation like that?
Wow. Not necessarily acne, per se. But I've had some people that have neglected to wash themselves thoroughly.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's not pretty. You know, like, you know, there's specific health things that you have to do, you know, in preparation for doing a tattoo. You know, you have to clean the skin where you're going to be doing the tattoo at, you know, and I'll spray a piece of paper towel with some alcohol and I'll clean the area. And then when I pull the paper towel away, it's like as black as, you know, and I'm like, dude, did you know you was getting a tattoo today? Are you serious? You came here dirty as hell and you want me to do a tattoo?
Oh,
and
no.
I mean, look at this. The paper is the same color as your skin. That's not cute. That's not cute at all. So,
you know,
I mean,
it's just like going to the
it.
Doctor. You know, you go into the
exactly.
doctor, and if you don't wash it, you go into the doctor. You know he's going to be like, take your clothes off.
Right.
Why did you have on some clean panties, girl? Nah, I'm just kidding.
What? No,
yeah, I mean,
I feel bad for them.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed for them. I'm like, really? I can't even.
Oh, man.
Right, but as far as, like, okay, with writing, how long have you been writing? Has that been like a 5-year thing too, or all your life?
Well, yeah, pretty much all my life. I've been writing almost as long as I've been drawing. Drawing is like first on my list of what I do. And then writing is second, and then, you know, the tattoos falls in third. But yeah, I've had stuff published in newspapers back in like elementary school, and I've won poetry contests. I'm actually working on getting my work published. I've been talking to a very good writer. Her name is Dee Alexandria. I'm not sure if she's in tune right now, but shout out to Dee Alexandria. I appreciate all the help for everything that you're doing for me. But she just published her own compilation of her own stories, but I've been keeping up with her work since she's been writing. There's this series called Best Lesbian Erotica. And I've been collecting it since back in, like, 2004. And she's had probably 3 or 4 stories that I can recall in one or more of the series. And, I hit her up on Facebook. I find her Facebook page, and I'm like, you know, look, I'm an up-and-coming writer. I'm trying to get my work out there. You know, do you have any suggestions for me? And, I mean, she was just really, like, she was extremely helpful. She was very gung-ho about, you know, she gave me all kinds of links and everything. And then she was even like, you know what, I'll even try to, you know, help publish you through my work or through my company. And I was like, that would be incredible. And I'm like, wow, I look up to you, and you're really, like, stepping out there trying to help me out. Like, it was just, it was incredible. I was just very, very grateful for that, so.
Right. I mean, I'm very grateful to her. I have to look her up, too. You know, maybe we can get a little time with her as well. But that's awesome. that's awesome to have lessons like that come to you. That is such a rarity. So, you know, it's just that just shows you that this is for you when doors
yeah.
open up for you like that, you know. So that's awesome. I mean, like I said, and I'll keep saying it over and over again. Upon me and you connecting, you know, I was just like, wow, she's really, really creative. She's really awesome. And, you know, when you came on and then you made that little banner for me, I was like, whoa, was that like 2.5 seconds? Like, who does that? Not me. You know, and I like to think that I'm a very creative person too, but I was just like, wow, this is amazing. She's really, really good. So this is someone that I have to stay connected to. Have to, like, that has to be, you know.
Yeah.
So just
I love doing graphics. I mean, you know, going to school for graphics and everything. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, we're here.
Oh, somebody threw me off. but yeah, I went to school for graphics and everything, so a lot of it's kind of second nature. And I'm shouting out my girlfriend right now. Her name is Chrissy King. She has a site called thekword.com, and we actually collaborate a lot on her blog posts. We'll create like a graphic to go along with whatever she blogs about. And we do it like kind of like a movie poster. So we'll take a movie poster and kind of remix it to go along with her and the topic of her site and everything, or the blog, whatever.
Nice.
So it's called thekword.com. She's a very, very quirky, snarky, talented writer. I love reading her stuff because, I mean, she just has the funniest take on just life in general. So check that out. Y'all would definitely enjoy
it. No, definitely. We're definitely going to look that up. But we just have a few more questions as well, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And okay. So I also wanted to
okay.
It's not really like a question, but I also wanted to just put out there to everyone my favorite poem so far.
Okay.
And my favorite so far is Bittersweet, Yesterday, and High on Life. But I think High on Life is like my favorite one because of the words that you're using and the expression that you're using it. And I think my favorite part is when you get to the part about, you know, that, you know, you can do whatever or say you whichever you want to say to me, but I will never be, you know, come down because I'm high on life, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, wow, that is so deep to me. But it's like the whole poem is hot, don't get me wrong. But
yeah.
That section, that statement alone, it stands out to me so, it's just like it sings to me. And I was like, wow, this is crazy because who says this?
That was actually one of my older pieces, believe it or not. I was in the military when I wrote that. I was stationed
wow.
at Fort Meade, Maryland. It was a controversial time because I was stationed out there during September 11th, and I know that was a big, you know, of course, a big deal in New York and everything, and that kind of made us a bit of a target because at Fort Meade they had the NSA, so we were like on crazy lockdown. It was nuts. It was ridiculous, the type of things that we had
wow.
to go through. And I was still in training, and I'm like, well, damn, if I'm just in training right now, I can imagine what's going on if I'm at, you know, if I'm actually out there doing my active duty. Like, good grief.
Nice.
But yeah, that just it basically was like, you know, I'm too high on life right now to let any of this bring me down, you know. So
right,
cool.
I love it. I really, really do. Lady C, do you have any questions for Dream Tales?
I do, but it has to do with numerology.
Oh, okay.
Because I've seen that on your notes, the numerology. Are you a believer in that?
I'm pretty much I believe in it. I believe in the zodiacs and astrology and numerology. I believe that there's some kind of crazy cosmic energy that's just tying everything all together. I could never explain it, but I do. I feel it. I feel affected by it. So I definitely like to read up on my zodiac at least, you know, once a day or whatever. And yeah, the numerology is like my new thing now because it seems like it goes a lot more in depth than just your zodiac.
Right. You know what? Hello? I don't mean to, you know, but do you start getting compulsive with, like, numbers? Because then you start adding, like, you start counting, like, your address and then this, and then you're trying to
connect. I did. When I first found out, yeah. when I first found out about the whole, like, how to calculate your numerology or whatever, when I first figured it out, I was like, well, I wonder what this, you know, if this would work with anything else that has anything to do with my life. So just playing around, I did, like, my zip code, and it ended up equaling 3. And then I did, like, my old zip code where I grew up at, and it equaled 3. And I'm like, really? This is, like, freaking me out.
Wow.
It was a trip.
Oh, my goodness.
What was
and I guess
the
that's
number
why you and I are friends. Because I like the number 3. That's my favorite number.
Well, I think the number 3 is very, it's a very important number because it entails so much. I mean, everything happens in threes, in my opinion. You know, beginning, end, middle, and you know, birth, death, life, all that. It's just, it's so many things you can connect it to, and that's why I kind of pride myself on being a number 3, and that's kind of why for my site, which is thirdeyedreams.weebly.com, I chose the name Third Eye Dreams because of the whole connection that I have to the number 3 and the third sight and intuition, which also has a lot to do with my sign being a Pisces. We're very intuitive, very spiritual people, and so I kind of just meshed it all together.
Right. So where can people – can you give us some links so people can know where to find you? You know,
for
cats or just want to read up on you and stuff like that, to stay in contact with you, your Facebook, your MySpace, whatever connections that you have. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, my Facebook is facebook.com/dreamchild. That's DREAMCHYDLE. My website with it's got all my work on it, my spoken word, my poetry, erotica, everything, my art, tattoos. That's Third Eye Dreams, the number 3, RD. iDreams, .weebly, W-E-E-B-L-Y, .com. And that's pretty much the threshold for everything. That's got all my links, my Facebook, everything that you need to figure out about me is all on there. So,
awesome. Now, before we let you go, Dream Child, we wanted to know if you could recite one of your poems for us.
Oh, geez.
Even if it's just a small one, a little snippet, a half of one, you know, it could be my favorite one if you didn't mind, you know. No.
I suppose. Y'all done caught me off guard. I saw it coming.
Yay!
Off. I didn't react like I didn't know. I need something to drink now. Damn. Okay.
Take your time.
All right, I'll do How I'm Life.
Okay.
Yeah. I can feel, I can see, I can taste, smell, and breathe the air, feel it rushing through my hair and whisper in my ear. Yes, I hear the emotional stimulation, the mental manipulation, the physical dictation of what? I don't know and I don't care. I just know that I'm aware of the fact that I'm oh so high. But it ain't off that hallucinating hydrochronic, that ecstasy bubonic, or that acid supersonic depressant. No, I'm expressing because I'm high on life. Like a party full of mellow brothers and sexy sisters all waiting and anticipating my arrival. And bow, I step into the room like I was just extricated from the womb. So where's the doom? It sure ain't here, so I don't fear it. And do you know why? Because I'm alive and oh so high. Hey, I've been beaten, bruised, molested, used, taken advantage, taken for granted, cheated like Section 8 trash in society's dirt, but it never hurt because my height never come down. It's like the Nile flowing to the endless sea. It keeps going and going like the Energizer Bunny. I hear you laughing, but it ain't funny. Because while you hacking and gagging, I'm making money. While you losing your Mac, I'm on the next, honey, sexy and intelligent with a mind like mine that can speak fluent English, not broken Ebonics. Your dumb ass needs to get hooked on phonics instead of that hydrochronic, ecstasy, bubonic, acid, supersonic bullshit you call a buzz. Nigga, get high. Put down that pipe in that Philly so you can hear me knocking and let me in. I'm about to begin to teach you how to touch the sky. Because little do you know, you don't need that man-made bullshit. You need that God-made real shit. So get a life and then get high.
Wow.
Wow. Love it.
Thank you.
Speechless. Yes, that was beautiful. Everybody, that was Dream Child. You can find her again on Facebook. You can find her again, like she said, at Third Eye Dreams Creations, and her web address is thirdeyedreams.weebly.com. So that's weebly.com.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Is there anyone who wants to call in?
Thank you for having me.
Sure. Lady C, is there anything else you want to ask, Dream Child?
I wanted to ask you about what area you're from.
I'm originally from Maryland. I'm currently living in Columbus, Ohio. I hate it. Just to throw that out there. I don't like it. I'm going to be moving back to Baltimore in a few days. Well, a few months, actually. It's really slow out here. It's really slow. I'm not in the best of neighborhoods, you know. But, I mean, it is what it is. I made the decision to move out here to do what I had to do, and I feel like I've done what I needed to do, and I'm ready to, you know, pick it up to keep it moving. So I'm going back to Baltimore, and I'm going to do what I got to do out there, so.
Right. Well, we can't wait, because the closer you are, the closer we are to getting a tattoo.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. We are going to travel, okay, just to get one. You do excellent work. Like,
well, once I'm back in Baltimore, it'll be a lot easier for both of you. You know, being in New York, that's like a hop, skip, and a jump away. So
exactly.
We'll definitely
be
in contact.
Exactly.
I'll keep everybody posted. I'll Facebook it and everything. I'll be like, look, I'm back in Baltimore. Let's get it. I'm trying to make this money. Let's go.
And I'll be like, here's my money because I'm ready. Okay. But thank you so much again for your time. You feel better. You feel better.
Right.
Anytime you want to come back on the show to share anything with us, please let us know because you're always welcome and you always family to us.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Your drawings are like, I took a look at your drawings and I seen like the train in the tunnel, that kind of artwork. Can you draw something for us so we can post it?
Yeah, I can do that.
Because
or
that
send
was
something that we could post so we can always post it.
just so we could put it up or something, like frame it. And so when we start doing like video interviews and stuff, we can have that up there and let people know. Hey,
oh yeah, definitely. I'll hit you up and we'll go over the details for that and everything. And absolutely, I wouldn't mind doing that.
I felt like I was in the train station. Okay, I felt like I was watching the train go by. That's how crazy that was. I was like, wow, am I gonna get hit right now by this train?
It was that awesome that it just popped off the page. So it did look three-dimensional, like it was actually something that was happening at the present moment. Again, you're very talented lyrically with your artwork, with everything that you do. I only see good things happening for you.
That's just it.
All right. We're just glad to, you know, have you as part of, you know, our family. So thank you for having us.
And thank you
so
for having
better,
me. All right, I will. I'm getting there. Slowly but surely, I'm definitely getting there. All right, y'all ladies have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. Have a great night. We'll keep in contact.
Yeah, so that was Jean Child. You know, again, you can reach her at Third Eye Dreams, and that's the number 3, RDEYEDREAMS.WEEBLY.com. And also her company is Third Eye Dream Creations. So you can find her on Facebook under Dream Child. Find her, read her poems. She has a slew of poems on there. I mean, she's really, really awesome. She even has some artwork up there that is out of this world. Like Lady Cario said, she has pictures of trains up there that look like they were literally coming off the page to pick you up off the platform to take you to the next stop.
I felt the gust of the wind ready to hit my hair from the train. It was incredible.
She's a really, really talented, you know, individual, and, you know, just support her because she's family, so support her in everything that she does. Moving right along, Miss C, I was looking for some fashions and things that, you know, that has been coming, that's going to be coming out, and the things that have been out. And, you know, I discovered that they're putting holes in the front of every good shoe out there these days. Not to say that I haven't bought a pair just to be in fashion of that look, but every good shoe that you make does not have to have that hole in the front of the shoe in the winter. What is your take on this?
Unless there's a screen that keeps the air from coming in from that hole or, like, some kind of metal material that's clear, don't do it to us because it's wrong. You understand? Guys don't have to go through this. We have to suffer bunions and corns to look cute and sexy. and all they have to do is wear some shoes with their big floppy feet. It's wrong.
Right? It is. It's
where's
so
the hole?
Where's
the hole? You mean like open toes or like it's literally designs of
no,
holes?
No, you haven't seen those shoes that they're making. They're high heels. They could be boots, like a pair of boots. And in the front of the shoe, the tippy toe is cut out. And I'm like, it's snow on the ground. And I have to go, if I want to go buy a pair of new boots, every boot on a shelf has a hole in the front of it. Like, what if I don't want to get frostbite? You know, what if I don't want to go into hypothermic shock? You know, what if I don't want to, you know, go, you know, ice fishing or something like that? Like, what if I just want my toes to all not be amputated? Where do I go to get a pair of boots that's closed in? So I have a problem with that. You know, I really do, Lady Cario, because I'm just like, it's too cold. I want to be cute just like everybody else. But I'm sick of them developing or manufacturing, I should say, these shoes with holes in the front.
I definitely agree with that. What are you going to stuff cotton? Like, it's sad because in their cute shoes, like, what do you do? Do you take it to the tailor or you take it to somewhere so they could put a flap of leather in front of it? What do you do?
Well, like I said again, I bought one pair, and I bought those in the summer that just passed. So I wore them in the summer because it's something that you can wear in the summertime. But when they started, like, carrying it over to the boots that you have to wear in the wintertime, that's when I had to start drawing the line. Like, I need my toes in. Like I said, I don't want to go through hypothermic shock. I just want to go somewhere and look cute. And I don't want my toes hanging off the front of my shoe. No, thank you. No, thank you. Good job. Please, anybody out there that deal with fashion, please hit me up on the Intune page or on our website and let me know where I can get a pair of nice shoes with the without my toes hanging out. Seriously.
Without a hole in them.
Yeah.
They must think everybody got money to go to Cancun every single day and just rock them. You know, they must lose some kind of money for that. Like, everybody is not going to wear holes in the wintertime. Come on, are you serious? Like, I will rock it for the summer because I like to have my feet breathing in the summer, but the winter? But you, not for nothing, we will see a Spanish chick with them on because those, you know, they withstand weather sometimes, some of the that race. You will see them with, a sweater on, and I'm Spanish, so I'm not being racial. You will see them with a sweater on, and it's, like, 18 degrees outside, and they are not shaking. Their lips are not blue. It's like, what? You don't feel this right now?
Okay, well, okay. Exactly. By where I reside at, I mean, seriously, I'm not racial either, but it's just like they have some strong blood, the Mexicans that live around here, because they be doing deliveries out in Manhattan where I work at with no coat on, and it be hail and fireballs falling from the sky. Pennies and dimes and cats and dogs and birds and frogs be flying out of the sky, and they still could withstand any weather. And I don't understand that, and I feel so bad for them. I'd be like, oh, my God, do they not realize that it's cold? Because they come from a hot climate. You know, Mexico is very hot. You know, I've been to Mexico a few hundred times, and I've only been where there was just, like, rain, and then it dries back up, and you're burning again. So coming to the States, I know they're like, oh, my God, culture shock. But I'm like, don't they realize after being here a couple of years that it is for you to get some type of jacket on with a zipper? Quick.
Yes. I agree.
So that is true. So true. Anyone have anything they want to vent about, you could give us a call because we're having a vent session over here, okay? We're talking about the things that get us upset.
And you know what's another thing that gets me upset? When I see somebody, I waited for the bus or wherever I could be, and their hair is wet, like they just got out the shower and they wet their hair. They came outside in 10 below. Like, wouldn't your hair freeze and break off? What kind of crap is that? Who does that? You see, and it's all curly and it's frozen in place. And they never get sick. I'm just amused with that kind of crap. Like, are you serious? Who does that? And I see this to a it's a lot of people that do this. It's scary. I would be with a pneumonia the next day if I did something like that. Are you kidding me? Come on.
Exactly.
What's going on with that?
Oh my goodness. I can't even believe it. I just really can't. It's just one of those things where you're not lying. People come straight out of the shower and they hear me dripping wet on the bus. And I mean, no hat, no scarf, no nothing. And it's just running down their spine, the water. It's running down their spine like if they were still in the shower. And I'm looking at them in disbelief like, is this really happening in front of my two human eyes? Like, what is really going on? So I can definitely relate, Lady C. Definitely can relate.
That's a no-no.
So what's going on?
That's definitely a no-no. Bononos, bononos.
Exactly. A no-no-no-no-no-no-no.
No. But you know what?
So,
let's see. Do you want to speak about, you know, have you heard about Steve Harvey?
No, what's going on with him?
Well, I know, you know, he had just got divorced from his ex-wife, and she's, like, on YouTube and, like, Media Takeout and Worldstar putting him on blasting how he cheated on her with his current wife, and he used to beat her. I don't know if that's a scorn woman. It's possible because, you know, women like to do that. You know, maybe she didn't want it to end and he just didn't want to be in a situation. But she's, like, dogging him out, like saying he's an awful, bad guy.
Wow. That's amazing. And I'm wondering to myself, like, how come when people go through certain situations and then it comes to an end, that all of a sudden every single little thing that they have ever put up with in the duration of the relationship is all coming out now? I can't stand that. It's like, okay, fine.
Right.
All of this was happening to you for year after year, day after day, second after second, and you mean to tell me you wait till now that the divorce is in play that all of this comes to surface? Why didn't you leave him alone? What made you stay with him all those years? Because of financial gain, or was it really love? So now at the end of the whole situation, now the love is gone, or if it really was ever there in the beginning, now you're going to turn on him and say all these things happen. Whether it's true or false, it just doesn't matter to me. Like, why do you wait till something gets to that degree and then want to go public with it?
Exactly. And it's sad because, you know what, I just finished watching a video yesterday about him and his current wife and how they have, like, this camp for young boys that don't have, like, dads and stuff. And they're doing stuff to help. And here she comes. And like you said, if that was the case then why didn't you expose it or try to fight against domestic violence or something while you were in that situation to get out? Why would you
exactly
lynch the man now? Like, now that he's happy, now that, you know, whatever the case may be, why would you lynch him now? He's doing great things, you know. Why? Because now you look bad. I think she looks bad. She looks like the scorned woman.
That's absolutely. What about that time when that man gave his ex-wife, his kidney or liver or something like that? I can't recall exactly what it was, but it was to help keep her alive. And as soon as they was getting a divorce, he wanted her to give it back.
No.
I was like, no, I'm so serious. Now, this is a good topic question for a show one time, you know, coming up sometime in the future, because my thing is to all of our listeners and supporters is, okay, what do you think about the fact that you're in a relationship that whatever's going on during the course of this relationship, whether it's abuse, whether the person is cheating on drugs, whatever it is, abusive verbally, mentally, whatever, why do you stay with the person? Do you bash the person when the relationship is over to your friends and family? Or do you do what you do when you're in a relationship, when your friends and family ask you, is everything okay? And you say, yes, everything is good, but you know you're not. You're getting your behind kicked on a daily basis. But as soon as everything is all said and done, now you want to expose it. So in my mind, it's like, as a woman myself, and I grew up around a lot of different situations in my family growing up, and I just know that it's not okay to be with an individual who's going to be abusing you or going to be verbally abusive, who's going to treat you a certain kind of way to make you, at the end of the day, feel like you're less of a person, you know, because I don't know if I really, Lady C, respect women who keep their mouth shut the entire time, and then when it's all over, they have so much to say. I don't know if I respect that. What's your take on it?
I'm not too sure, because in some cases you have a woman that's sincerely, you know, she might be afraid, and you know those real fragile women that they just stay quiet and they yes, everything is yes. So when it finally everything is said and done and they do want to explain or whatever and she does finally voice it, in some situations it's good because it's kind of like you're sharing your experience with someone and it can help somebody else like that. But I think in other situations where you know that the person's doing great and you just, you know, you're mad that the settlement didn't go as well or, you know, the alimony, whatever the case may be, and then you wait for a year later to talk, you know, mess about this, then it makes you look out of character because you should have just came out from the beginning and said this, not wait until the dude is, you know, doing great things and then come out and say, he beat the heck out of me and he starved me or whatever the case may be. I'm like, I would have, why didn't you go to the police? Come on. Who's that crazy?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're right. Some women are stronger than others, but at the same time, it's just like, it's a story of so many of our lives, of so many people that we know that, okay, if you've seen this thing happen to this one, and that one, whether it was going on in your life or a friend next door or on TV, in a movie, whatever, we all know between right and wrong, and we all know what's best for us. So if someone is abusive in that sense, it's like easier said than done, of course, but I don't want to be where I'm getting abused. I don't, because like I said, and as we always say on this show, or as I always say on this show, it would be trolleys and body bags and gunshots. That's all I'm saying. Because like I said, once you're surrounded by that growing up, it's like there's no way that I'm going to fall prey to somebody just like slapping me up. I just can't, I can't handle it. So we're going to be slapping each other up and then the relationship is over. Because
yes,
somebody gotta go.
Imagine that. Just, hey, biatch, and just slap them like, hey, how are you? And you just go on, good morning, slap. Good afternoon, slap. Kind of crap is that? Slap, how are you? Slap,
beat you
slap.
Up and then go buy you flowers. Like, you know I love you. Baby, you know I love you.
And then slap
okay.
you again with the flowers.
Okay. Until every petal falls off. And forms a line to the bed where he's going to throw you down and then you're going to give him sex because you're silly. Okay? And that's what we call makeup sex, because he loves me. He beat my ass. He gave me flowers. He beat me with the flowers and then he dragged me to the bed and loved me all night long. What the
exactly.
heck is going on? That's some crazy mess, I tell you. Straight crazy. But you know what, Lady C? I wanted to implement something in the show tonight. We're going to start putting some music. To, you know, some
yes.
music in between segments and stuff. So every half an hour after, or every 35 minutes or so after each interview, we could play a song and, you know, let that song ride out to give us, you know, some time. So tonight I'm going to play for you guys a song by Team for Better, which is for better music, and it's called Lust for Life. And C.R. Bundy is featuring Young Roses and Joey Brown Eyes. So, you know,
ooh,
we're going to play that,
yeah.
and we'll be right back with you in a second, okay? Enjoy.
Enjoy.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hey. I do. Hey, guys. I'm wondering if anyone heard. I'm wondering because, once again, we're trying to learn our program. So if anyone heard anything, could you just give me a call and let me know if you heard anything on the line? Because I'm not 100% sure that we supposed to hear it too, or is it just for our listeners?
I don't know, but Oh, man. Hopefully everybody's hearing it or it's playing as we talk, so it's kind of like some kind of soul session, okay? Let the music play in the back while we're talking. But I would like to hear it, though.
Exactly. Like, cool. I was getting already, like, let's hear this song.
Right?
Yeah, I was moving and shaking it, dropping it like it's hot, And, you know, and then I'm like, okay, are we supposed to hear it as well? What's going on? Do we have anybody in the chat room, Lady C?
I'm checking right now. I was trying to figure it out with
that. Oh, yeah, that was Dream Child. She was, you know, just waiting for us. Yeah, she was in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Was she? I just clicked on now. I was trying to figure out the music thing myself. I'm staying, keeping it up. Oh, I see. Oh,
you know, it's going.
Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about, too? Actually, Freddie Lawrence, he was sending messages out. I'm so sorry. Let me just get my info. I should have got it first before I even mentioned Freddie.
That's okay.
Okay, let me see. Oh, Freddie Lawrence, he's supposed to, you know how with reality shows you send in your info and you have to vote. Whoever gets the most votes will either win to get on the reality show. I guess that's how they do reality shows. But let me see. It's www.realitywanted.com, and that's where casting calls, you know, for like Top Chef and all those kind of places, they get there. They have everything posted. Everything is posted, like Top Chef, America's Top Model. You would go on there to apply for that, for those different shows. And he wants to be on Millionaire Matchmaker. So let's make this happen for our friend Freddie. He's on
there. Okay, so what do we have to do, Lady C? We have to go on and vote for him?
Yes. You go to www.realitywanted.com, and what you do is you'll see on the top page, you have to choose on the top page, it's called casting calls, and then they're going to have all the shows. You have to find Millionaire Matchmaker. It's in the topic, and once you click onto that, it'll show the different people that's trying to get on the show, and you have to find Freddie. I don't know what page, I think he was on the second, but you just keep scrolling, and it'll say his name. So Freddie Lawrence is trying to make him a millionaire. So guys, let's make him a millionaire.
Right.
I know,
exactly.
I want to be a millionaire too. So freaking bad.
Well, you know what, Freddie? All I know is that Lady Cario and myself, once you get these votes, we want first class tickets.
Exactly.
Out there where you are to hang out and celebrate your fortune. Okay, we want some
get
of the
marriage.
Pot, okay. We'll bring
exactly.
our own brown bag. We just ask you to freaking get us there and back.
Exactly. And you can vote, I believe. Once you vote, you can't vote again. You got to wait till the next day. So I'm going to go on probably once the show is over and just vote for him again. I want to see how many votes he had, like 12 votes. But a lot of people had like 2 or 3. So that, I guess, you know, he's doing pretty well. So, you know, let's support Freddie and get that dude with a millionaire so we can get our vacation, guys. Set us up.
Exactly. You're not doing this for Freddie. You're doing this for us. Okay, guys? You're doing this for us, not Freddie. Freddie, we love you, but this is not about you no more. You should have never put us onto this, Freddie. You should have never done it. This is all about me and Lady Cario getting a vacation, okay, once you get your millionaire.
Exactly, and maybe hitting us off, you know what I mean?
And also, Freddie's show is on tonight. It's scheduled, we keep saying that at every show, you know, but tonight is supposed to be at 11 o'clock. It's on Blog Talk Radio also. It's Freddie Lawrence for you. So log on, show him some support his mission, and also support me and Lady Cario's trip, okay? Yeah.
All right, let's see what's going on. So no one's in the chat room, but let's see. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. So we also, on the upcoming shows, we're going to have a few people. We're going to have a few people coming up on upcoming shows. We're going to have a few people coming up on, I'm sorry, guys. We're going to have a few people coming up on the calendar for you guys, and I just wanted to throw some names out there, you know, just so you guys can know what to expect. Okay, so we're going to have Soray. She's going to be on the show Tuesday, and basically what she does is she's a travel agent as well as she owns her own business called the Dazzling Company. It's Dazzling Voyages. It's everything dazzling. Whatever you could think of with dazzle in it, that's her, okay? She's basically going to come on and she's going to offer some job opportunities for people that are out of work or people that are working and looking for some extra funds to come in. She's going to give us some stuff on, you know, how do we go and where do we need to go to apply for jobs. She's also going to she's also an event planner, so she has a lot of events that are coming up. She even has a pre-Valentine thing that's coming up. So you guys could hit her on Facebook under Soray, that's S-O-L-R-A-Y. We're also going to have coming up on the show Mr. Cannon. And Mr. Cannon is basically for Better In Tune LBS, our, you know, site photographer. He's a family member. We've been working with him for quite some time. He's really, really awesome. He's really, really affordable, and he does his thing, and he's very patient. So he's going to be coming up on the 29th because actually Lady C and I have a photo shoot that day with him. So while we got him, we're going to get him while we got him in-house, you know, because it's kind of hard with his schedule to get him. Also, starting in February, guys, like we said, we're still working out the kinks, and we appreciate the patience, but we also going to have on Tuesday the 1st Songlist.
Yes.
So cool. We're going to have Songlist on Tuesday the 1st, and then we're going to have on the 5th, we're going to have Piano Man as a guest host with me and Lady Cario.
Cool.
He's
Mr.
a really,
Piano
really
Man.
Funny, funny guy. What do you feel about a Piano Man, Lady C?
I think he is just funny with mixed with realness. So it does a great, it's a great combination. You can't go wrong,
absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. We look forward to that. We also going to be doing some live footage with him, some skits and stuff like that. So it's going to be fun coming up. And we're interviewing Bernard Edwards, which is Music King, on the 5th. He's joined the Intune family, and he has a lot of good music up that he personally did himself. He's also on Facebook under Bernard Edwards under Music King, and that's M-U-Z-Z-I-I-K-K-I-N-G. Okay? And going forward on that calendar, the following Tuesday, which is the 8th, we're going to have Shim Edwards at 7:15. He's an upcoming rapper. We already have his music, and he sent it to us right away. That's what we like. We like people that are very on time and on top of things. So far, our calendar for February, we have 4 people booked. On the 26th, we have Jeremy Thornton at 7:15. He's also an alternative band, you know. And what's so awesome about, and I'm excited about Jeremy, Lady C, is because it's something a little bit different from the norm that we've been doing with, as far as music is concerned. It's a whole different level of, you know, of an experience because of the alternative side of it, as opposed to being a rapper. Yeah, so we'll have some other stuff, some other, you know, information for you guys. We also wanted to talk about real briefly about being in tune with your community, because Lady C and I and the For Better family have been putting together little things as far as like the Big Sister, Big Brothers, to work and to feed the homeless and to go out into the community to do in the summer like the replanting of flowers and stuff like that, just to make the community better. Because it's not just about us, it's about you, it's about the person next to you and the person next to them. So it's always good when you have nothing to do at all to try to, what's an hour a month out of your time to go and donate 60 minutes of your life towards something for your future. So we'll have some stuff on the Stay In Tune page on our website, which is www.ntuned.org.
webs, webs.com. So on the Stay in Tune page, Lady C and I will have some stuff posted on there. And for all our listeners that have been supporting me, Lady C and I, and for better, since day one, Lady C has been trying to reach out to you guys. So get in contact with her, Nene, Ilani, all you guys, Raina, everybody that she contacted, get in contact with her if you guys are listening, and show your support in that way too, letting her know whether or not you guys can come on the show and, you know, do like a little view thing or something. We all can, we can conference call it and everybody can give their input. Just have a girl powwow, as Lady C puts it. So show some love. Show some love, and, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just because, right, because they've been here, you know, with us since day one, with everyone, the whole movement. We wanted to just, you know, salute them and do, like, appreciation for the beginning fans, the beginning supporters. I don't mean fans, sorry for saying that word. That's a no-no. Beginning supporters. And we just, you know, even JB, Joey, he wanted to say hello and talk to them and tell them thank, you know, thank them for all their support. Always, you know, every time the sites are up, they put their input, and they're always, you know, putting in, you know, great input into everything we do. So it was more for the appreciation for those girls, because they are always down, and I love it. I love
right,
them,
absolutely.
All of them.
Absolutely. It was, it's really cool, though, too, Lady C, and I commend you for that. And I take, you know, like, I take my hat off to you for seeing that, because I was on the site today, excuse me, and I was just basically, like, looking around, and I was just like, okay, Lady Cario is on the job. She is hitting people up. She is making it known, like, get to me. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. She is not playing. And y'all don't want to see her when she gets mad, because she hawks up, okay? She turns into, like, a... I don't know, the hawk slash the green hornet. Like, you don't want to mess
with that. They won't want to. They won't want to do it. Don't tell them that. I'm a
nah, they know that
kitten,
you're
okay?
A sweetheart.
I'm a soft kitty cat.
No, they know that you're a sweetie, sweetie, cause sweetie. Come on, man.
I hope so.
Lady C, you know, you have a better chance of, you know, her showing you love to Miss P. You know what I'm saying? No.
What? Don't even do this. Don't do this right now.
Don't do this right now.
Don't do this right now.
Oh, my goodness. This is so crazy, guys. So, anyway, the bottom line is, you know, Tuesday coming up, we're going to have Soul Ray or whatever on the line. We're going to end the show kind of early today because of the simple fact that, once again, okay, okay, once again, you know, yeah, we're going to have, you know, someone else coming in to fill in. Okay, we're going to have somebody, you know, we're going to make sure that, you know, this is not an ongoing thing, definitely.
Yeah.
Lady C.
You know. Yeah, I'm so sorry, Miss P. And, you know, I had a few people tell me that when they called the number to speak with us, that it said leave a message. So I don't know if they're calling the wrong. I had two people say that, so I'm not sure. But I had just got a BBM from Mr. Casey, and he's not feeling well. And unfortunately, you know, hopefully he feels well next time. You know,
okay.
We were supposed to interview him. But I am trying to get a hold of Kasim Smalls. He actually, if you check on Facebook, he does a lot of photos of, like, he did photos of the Bronx, like different pictures, and it kind of like took me back till I was five and going to my grandma's house, like,
mm-hmm.
And it was great. So I'm trying to get a hold of him. Maybe he could give us a call and tell us if he does of Manhattan and different areas and stuff, or just, you know, chit-chat,
and,
you know, see what's going on.
Right. I also wanted to know how many of you guys were going to be able to call in and let us know what inspired you, because that was a question that we had out in the open, and we didn't get a chance to kind of elaborate on that. So, again,
if what inspires you? We want to know. We want to know what keeps you motivated, what keeps you going in life. Because sometimes when I hear things that are positive, when I'm feeling down, a positive message from someone else can always lift my spirits. So if it's something that inspires you and you want to, you know, share that with the world, then give us a call and let us know. And also, don't forget that you can give us a call and vent about anything you want to, because we all have those days. Seriously.
Exactly.
We all have them. Valentine's Day is coming up, guys. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. What do you think about that? What do you think about that day?
Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day only puts me in the mind that I have an aunt whose birthday is on Valentine's Day.
Silly.
I'm serious. You know, it puts me in the mind of my aunt, and, you know, she was born on that day, so to me it's her day. I don't look at it as, like, my day or love's day, even though it's supposed to be on the calendar. I don't celebrate Valentine's Day. Do you, Lady C?
I think it's a... Not, I love aunties. I just think that it's a full of crock, okay? It just pisses me off, excuse my language, that Valentine's Day can't be every day. Why can't Valentine's Day be every day? Why do we have one day that everyone buys big teddy bears and big chocolate hearts? Why can't I get a heart every other week, huh? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't I get a big chocolate heart every other week instead of having to wait one day out the year? Well, actually, two, because, you know, your birthday, you get stuff. But I just think it was just made for, who knows? I'm going to actually look that up. I want to know who started this Valentine's Day. Do you know, Miss P?
I do. But you know what? We're going to follow up with that, because the simple fact is I'm not going to sit here and make up a story. But I did take it in one of my... in one of my classes in college for religions and traditions.
Yeah.
So I actually have all my notes, but to say it offhand, who it is to say, I don't. But we'll collaborate on that. We'll talk about that closer to Valentine's Day, how that holiday started and where the day came from and da-da-da-da, because I have all my notes. I kept them all. So it's really shocking, though, with the holidays, how they come about, but people give them their own significant meanings, even though it doesn't mean those certain things.
Oh, goodness, are you serious?
So it's us as a people who put these names on days on the calendar and call them what we want to call it. But to me, it's just propaganda, and I'm so over it. After you had a billion roses and a trillion chocolates, okay, there's
what
nothing else you can really give me on Valentine's Day that I can't give myself. So why do I need a gift?
Exactly.
Okay, and why
do
I have to go crazy looking for something that you want on that day? Okay, like you said, love's supposed to be every day. So if I can't say today I just want to buy this because I love you, not because of what day of the week it is, then you don't need me in your life. No one needs someone that they can't just do something randomly, and they need a holiday to signify why they're spending money on you, because in their mind that's what makes sense. Oh, I could spend $100 today because it's Valentine's Day. Not. Yeah, so, you know, so that's my thing, Lady C. Like, if you can't buy me something every day, don't buy me nothing at all. Then it's over.
Absolutely. Okay? And I mean that. Absolutely. I wanted to know with this, if we could actually, you know how Carmen from Hot 97... They do prank calls.
Oh, yeah, we can call out. Yeah. Who we gonna call on? Who we gonna mess with tonight?
Let me get some numbers now, because now I want to do some prank calling.
Yeah, definitely. We could definitely do some prank calling.
Does this thing, does it trace it back? No, let me stop. No, I definitely want to call some people, because I just got someone else saying that it's giving the voicemail. So I don't know what,
Are they dialing 818? The number is 818-495-6975. You know, so I don't know
was the confusion. Because you know what, too, Lady C? My cell phone number is close to that number, if you notice. Because my, the first beginning of my cell is 495. And so is our call-in number, 495. So I'm not 100% sure what's going on, but it's 495-697-5818 for those who are trying to call in. But, yeah, did we figure out who we're going to call, Lady C, and mess with?
Yes. The photographer, Kasim, I'm just verifying. He said yes, and I have a number here, so I'm just double-checking. So, you know, no one gets called by surprise and say, hey, I didn't know you were doing it right now. And after I told you, I was going to get a call. But
right.
You know how that goes. I don't want to catch
exactly.
That. But that's cool. At least we know we can call you. Now we call
no,
it. Now
this
we call people. It's
mm-hmm.
gonna. It really is. And I'm gonna say, why don't you guys stay in tune? Too in tuned. Okay.
Okay.
What's going on with you guys? Why? Where are you guys? What's going
exactly.
on?
Exactly. What happened tonight?
Let's just. You want to just go ahead and call him?
Okay. What's the number?
It's 347.
Mhm. 398. Mhm.
3526, and his name is Kasim, and he's from the Bronx, and I just love the pictures. He has beautiful pictures of the Bronx.
Yeah,
just,
I saw that
when
picture
the Bronx were burning.
Yeah, it was really, really nice.
Hello?
Hi, this is Darming. I believe we were disconnected.
Yeah.
No, this is this Kasim?
Yeah, this is he.
Oh, hi, Kasim. This is the Intune Show calling you.
Oh, okay.
Hi,
okay.
I'm Miss P. How you doing?
All right, I'm good. I'm good so far. A little sinus infection, but I'm all right.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody's getting sick.
Yeah,
I think I'm going to have
yeah.
to rent a helicopter. You know the ones that spray fires and just put a bunch of vitamin C in it and then drop it on the world.
Yeah.
So everyone should know better. Some NyQuil, DayQuil. I'm going to make up a concoction. Everybody's getting sick. Oh, my goodness.
Everything is contagious out here now, you know, especially with some sinus. So, man, I don't know what's in
and
the air.
And the train and all of that, the buses, everybody wipes their nose and then touch the rail, and then it's just disgusting.
Yeah, if I have to get on a train, not the train, a bus, I wear gas mask. You know.
A gas mask, okay? You're going to fast up like, you're about to, like he's about to disenable a bomb. He's got a bomb suit on.
He might be afraid.
Hey, right? And when I have Secret Service, they're going to pull me off the bus. Like, excuse me, sir.
Exactly. Come here. Come with us. They're going to know your social, everything about you, okay? You know, like, where did these guys come from?
Yeah.
Exactly. That would be so funny, though. That would be hilarious. But I've seen your picture on Facebook. It's really amazing. That was a really nice shot.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Yeah. I have, I don't know where I was going through an ad. It was an ad. I forgot what website I was on, and I had got the link to these pictures and stuff because I've been, like, trying to research them for, like, years to see if I can find, like, footages of the 70s and the 80s, and, you know, of course, I wasn't successful, so I end up all these years now finally getting a link to him, and I just, like, try to, you know, go through all the pictures that the person put up there, and that was mostly all the pictures that came there. Woolworth, because we were talking about yesterday,
oh,
lady,
yes,
we
talking about Woolworth. Remember Woolworth?
Yes. Yeah, and yes. I couldn't get no pictures of Woolworth, and I'm like, I don't know if you remember Jewel Man's used to be on Brook Avenue and Mr. Lee's. It's like a few stores that used to be right there on 138th Street and Brook Avenue and St. Anne's Avenue, and I couldn't get no shots. I didn't see no shots for that little strip right there. Yes.
Do you remember the Chinese store that they closed down for the cats?
Oh, yeah, right there on Willis Avenue.
It was a Chinese store.
Oh, oh yeah, that was selling cats as this barbecue spare ribs.
Y'all better shut it up right now.
Oh goodness, you remember that?
Yes.
That was so funny though.
Pioneer now.
Because my mouth
is
was hanging open. Yeah, nah, they not open. They, you know, the health department shut them down real quick.
No, I'm saying my mouth is hanging open.
Oh, your mouth hanging open. Oh, okay, yeah,
like,
just trust me. The whole neighborhood mouth was open after they heard about it.
Like, that was the spot. Like, people were holding it hard. Yeah, y'all ate some cat in your life. I just want y'all to know that. If you went in the store, y'all had cat ribs.
And you know what? It ain't taste not one bit like cat ribs. I don't know how they sauteed it or soaked it or however they did, but
I could love 3 days.
Yeah, did that.
3 days. Imagine the seed soaked and seasoned for weeks. They probably had those cats.
Because we was wondering where all the stray cats was at, because, you know, usually they be having, like, pit bulls kill them up or something on the street. But I said, nah, ain't that much many pit bulls out here in the street that you don't see no stray cats.
I'm not going after pit bull. You kidding me? I'm going to go after the kitten. That thing went, kitty, kitty, kitty. And that thing walks right up to you, and that's it for him.
That's ribs for four people, okay?
And that one little kid. Okay, they had a box with a string and a stick under it, and they put, that's how they trap the cat. They put a box with a stick and a string, and they pull it. Okay?
That is so crazy. I can't believe that. Yeah, you know what? And I didn't believe it, too, because I didn't, like, you know, I didn't know it to, I think my mother had told me about that, and, and then, like I said, we know when we went around back to the store, you know, the store was closed down and everything.
Yeah.
But it was crazy because it was like all these years, like, damn, they were serving people cats and stuff. And finally, I don't know how they got busted, but I believe it was the health department or
the police.
I don't know how they.
It was the police. Yeah, I don't know if something happened or complained, but I know that from the 18th floor or 362 of my old project, I was looking out the window, and I see police surrounding that Chinese store. And I'm like, what? And they closed it down. But those pictures are amazing. So you actually uploaded those pictures from a site?
Yeah. Oh, man. Like, how you feeling is the same way I felt, man. And still to this day, like, you know, that's what I remember, you know what I'm saying? Because everything is they redid everything now. It's nothing but, like, private homes and stuff and them little lots and stuff. And right there, Brook Avenue is not, they redid that whole Bandon building right there, the great Bandon building. That was burnt down. They redid all of that, and right where your mom building and all that. I think the post office parking lot is right there. It used to be a pathway where you could go into St. Anne's Church, where you could go right into St. I don't know if you remember that little pathway. It was I forgot who lived in that building. It's right there. Okay, your mom building right there, and it used to be a lot right there that you could go right up into the church and then. The post office, it is the back of the post office through that big lot. And then there's another beige building. It was a bunch of people that lived in that building that we went to school with. I went to school with, I can't remember their name right now and stuff. But, yeah, that empty lot, that's nothing but private homes in there and stuff.
We was going to do like a little segment on remembering, like, throwbacks, like, remembering something that you appreciated or, like, something from back in the day, something, it could be a memory of anything. And what was your fondest memory of in your day, back in your day?
Oh, man, it's so many.
Can you massage
man.
The cat ribs before the cat ribs? Did you savor the taste of them?
Oh, man. You know, actually, that, I mean, it's just so many to go, I mean, so many to name, but something that was, like, real amazing to me is that we've seen, that I've seen the DEA, the FBI DEA on Brook Avenue. That's when they, I don't know if you remember Boy George and Will Love and Kimroy and them, you know, they used to be the big-time drug dealers on Brook Avenue. When they raided that whole block, that whole strip, because I never seen them in person. Like, you never seen them come to the, you know, come to the, to, you know, to the hood in person. You know what I'm saying? And to see them and they, what's those machine guns and they blue and, what's that, blue and yellow jackets, like, that they had took me. I was like, wow, like, you know what I'm saying? Because they rounded up, like, over, like, 25 people, something out of people. When they came in and got everybody that was out there, you know whoever was dealing and out there and stuff. But yeah, I remember day, that clear as day, is that when them FBI was all on Brook Avenue on traffic, they shut traffic down. Like,
that's so much chaos. Casino, you're talking about, like, all right.
You said a bad memory. No, but I mean, it is a bad memory, but it, you know. People that you know.
Ever.
Oh, you talk about fun part, because it's just like, what kind of memories you want? You want the
right,
fun memories? You want the
my bad, because I mean, I'm gonna give you an example. I know everybody know what a food stamp look like, right?
Oh yeah.
I remember being in a Chinese store and people had stamps hard. All right, paying for Chinese food hard.
Oh,
okay.
Man. Oh yeah.
That's
what
I'm talking about.
Damn.
No,
I don't
EBT. I'm talking about
the paper. You talk about the pictures.
The paper
one.
Remember the book?
Oh, the paper one. Yeah.
Right.
It come in a book. Exactly. They came in different colors, too. Like the $10 bills came in. I forgot what color book they came in. They came in different color books. Because a friend of mine got the dollar bill, which is white and brown or white and beige. And he got one of that on his profile. Now, and I was just, like, cracking up, like, oh, wow. But, yeah, I remember them food stamps. Yeah, the $10 bills came in, like, an aqua color. I think the $10 bills and then the 20 came in another color. But, yeah, the book is this.
I'm just talking about, like, I remember ordering Chinese food and seeing people really pay, like, stuff has changed from back then to now. Like, remember the Parasuco jeans people was rocking back then?
Parasuco jeans. And that was what, like, the mid-90s? Yeah, that was like the mid-90s, yeah. That was like the mid-90s, yeah, them Parasucos came, because, like, you know what, kind of like, and you was at the early 90s to the mid, that was like the mid-90s, Parasucos, I definitely remember those. Yeah, I remember, if you had those on, you was that, oh, man, you was that person, you got Parasucos on, yeah.
Okay, you had the Sucos on, you was the dude.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, the Parasucos, wow. Yeah, that is so amazing, because it was crazy, because we was just talking about, like, how Levi's is came back out right now.
Jordan
jeans. Oh, yeah. Jordan, I said,
the commercial? I got me a pair of Jordan jeans. What was the commercial to that?
Yeah.
But what about cross colors? Remember cross colors?
Oh, yeah. I loved them. I mean, I didn't like them personally, but, yeah, I remember, the cross colors came in, like, what's it, the African flag colors and stuff like that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
They used to wear, the Scullies, they used to wear with the little balls hanging off them, off the top of their hat. They used to come in all different type of colors and stuff. I mean, they used to wear those with the cross colors. Like, if you had the cross color outfit, and like, what's it? What's that group? Tribe Called Quest. Yeah, they got that. They got that outfit, that suit off in one of the videos and stuff. He got the Fife Dawg. He got the hat on, the Scully on with the two balls hanging off. top of that. She had the cross color outfit on. Like, oh man, it was that.
You guys remember the jumpers?
Oh yeah, the farmer
jumper.
Oh,
had one strap hanging off.
Yes.
Oh yeah,
everybody was wearing it with just one strap up.
Remember, Trench was doing that hard.
Oh yeah,
okay.
He was. Yeah, he repped that real hard. Like that,
no,
you said that. Like yeah, and then oh man, that was so funny because he was doing that the jumper suit, and then that hat I was telling you about with the Scully and the little balls
on the deck.
He used to be on MTV, Yo MTV Raps, with that little outfit on. Oh man. I remember that. Wow, that was that.
What about the one pan up, one pan down? What about that one? Hello.
Oh yeah.
That hard.
Okay, yeah. You know,
with the windbreakers.
Oh yeah. The windbreakers. Yeah, those were the early '80s. Yeah, that was the early '80s. The windbreakers. Wow, you remember those? Yeah, they used to come in all different colors. And how about like you can fold the windbreaker up because it come in like with a zipper. You can fold it up
to
a couch. Yeah, the windbreakers.
You can
fold them up and it turns into a pouch because it got the
drawers.
Oh,
a pouch!
The strap.
I thought you said a pouch. I was like, what? Yeah. Oh, I was like, please let me get a pair of those now because I need a new couch.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Let me buy 8 pairs because I need a new couch. Okay.
Oh man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What about the music? What about the music, guys?
What about the music
that they had, like, Criss Cross, like, you know, remember Criss Cross makes you want to jump.
Yeah, that was the jump suit,
Slick
right?
Rick.
Yeah.
You know, Slick Rick, Teenage Love, Dougie Fresh.
ABC, another bad creation.
Yes.
Remember with that little group supposed to be like the Jackson 5?
Yes, it was. Well, the 80s to me was the bomb, and so was the 90s. You know, that's when music was music. That's when, you know, everything was just better to me. It wasn't great, but it was better than what's going on today.
Exactly.
And
if it was there, like, you can see how it how the transition took place, you know, from the late 80s to the early 90s, and from the early 90s to the mid-90s, to the, you know, 2000s, like, everything just started, you know,
getting crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, Waka Flame is an example of that craziness with the, I go cursing, you can't even enjoy good music these days.
Yeah. Oh, but how about like you know, the group that was hard, but you had no other choice but to be jumping if you was in a house party or a club to like go along with the chorus. That group Onyx. You remember that?
Oh man.
Now let me tell you this: the house parties, you couldn't be in a house party with a group that you had trouble with. That you, like, really didn't get along with because, you know, certain, like, you know, blocks, you know, like, Marhaven, the projects, like, really didn't get along with the females. The females in Marhaven didn't get along with the females on her 40th Street. As well as Brooke Avenue. And you know what I'm saying? It's always with some type of conflict. So, you know, if it was a party thong in Burger Park, I know you remember that. They used to do the parks and the parties in the summertime in the inside IS-139 schoolyard. DJ Putt used to be doing that. And I mean, when I say that was like a concert, a mini concert out there, like, you know, because you had, you know, the pride, you know, Patterson, Mohaven, and you have 40, Brook Avenue, Cypress Avenue, Millbrook. You know, everybody just came everywhere.
Hard.
And then some of them parties lasted for a little while, you know, until they started.
They was going hard. Right, so you're going to join our site and try to listen to us some more, right? You know, stay connected to us and, you know, show support. We have a lot of good things that's coming up, and I appreciate you allowing us to give you a call to reminisce a little bit. You know, I'm never going to forget those cat ribs. I think the call dropped, Miss P. Oh, okay, the call dropped. Okay. Well, I just wanted to, you know, say thank you for calling in, you know, sharing some past with us and stuff like that.
you know, support us and, you know, give us a call back and we're going to reminisce some more another time. So
we could have reminisced about other things, not bad stuff.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's just really amazing. You know, what was really, I just thought about, even though this wasn't really in the past, is when we met that survivor of 9/11.
Right.
You know, Captain Sully, I think it was his name. I'm going to see if we can get in contact with him so we can, you know, talk to him and he could share a little bit of, you know, his experience with us. He was totally an amazing guy. You know, I really enjoyed him. We have a caller on the line, Lady Carrie.
Yes, let me.
Caller, it's your time to shine.
Caller? Oh, I hear the TV. Caller, are you there, caller?
Okay, they hung up. So I don't know if they were just trying to listen in or they really have something to say to us. Yeah, it's all good. So anyway, Lady C and I are very, very ecstatic to what's to come for Intune. We really are. We have a photo shoot coming up next Saturday with Mr. Mike Cannon, but you could call him Mr. Cannon. He's really, really amazing. And, you know, you can find him on our website for anyone looking for a good photographer or whatever. He's definitely the one to, you know, have on your team. And also just let him know that you're part of the Intune family. And if you're not, log on to www.webs.com, but it's Intunes, okay? Intune.webs.com. Log on, join, become a family member, find Mr. Cannon on there, friend him, and he'll hook you right on up for those looking for photographers and stuff. Once again, if you have people that you guys know that, you know, or you have talents of your own and you want to come on the show and, you know, express that with us in the world, then, you know, reach out to us. Lady C, where can they find us?
They can find us at, first, you know the website, our main website at webs.com, ntuned.webs.com, or you can email us at thetuned show@gmail.com, and we could, you know, you can give us, you can send us music. We can, we're trying to figure out, you know, how to deal with this whole posting music up, but we would love to put music of independent artists out there. And you guys could also call us at our main line. I'm so sorry. Our main line at 877-327-5093. Miss P., I believe your prompt is 01, am I right?
Yes.
Miss P, to speak with Miss P, her prompt is 01. You can leave a message. And my prompt is 04, so you can also leave a message on there and let us know if you want to come, you know, be an upcoming guest or if you have anything to talk about, any topics or discussions, you can hit us up. And all our information is also posted on Facebook. So you can find us through Facebook. Let me see. Hello?
Yes, you can find us on MySpace. Oh. You can find us on Twitter.
Yes, we are all over the place. You can Google.
We're trying to be down with anything.
Miss P, I just have to tell you this. Why did I see a video, right, of this man? And I'm so sorry. Of this man, and he was upset. I don't know if you've seen this video. I think he weighed like maybe 500 pounds. And
okay.
He was crying. It says the fattest man in Britain, he's crying because he has to wipe his own ass.
I would be crying too. That's a job. No, I don't want to do that job. Okay? I don't blame him. Okay?
What do you think about that? A grown man that
you
made
see,
himself.
I'm cracking up. I'm cracking up, Lady Carrie.
You have to hear it though, because he's like.
And where can we find this at? Since you put it out there, so that maybe our listeners want to, you know, figure see this for their own with their two human eyes too.
It's on Worldstar Hip Hop, and it is dated for January 20th. So it was dated for yesterday. And this man is, like, laid out on a hospital bed, and he's trying, you know, they're trying to get him help, but he's crying because he has to wipe his own ass. And you know what that reminds me of? Little Nicky, when the little boy, have you ever seen, no, not Little Nicky, I'm sorry. It's the other Adam Sandler movie with the little boy, and he's, his name is Sonny, Adam Sandler in the movie. I forgot what the movie was called. And the little boy, you know, he adopts. He doesn't adopt, and he falls in love with the little boy, but he doesn't want to adopt him, so they wind up taking him to bring the little boy to another family. And he's like, Sonny, I promise I'll wipe my own ass. Because he was, like, five, and he was trying to get him to keep him. Like, you know, he didn't want to go off with another family. But what is step? I don't even know what the movie is, but it just reminded me about the whole wiping butt scenario. But there's another story about this disgustingly man in Philadelphia that was doing abortions with scissors.
What? Next week's topic.
Yes. Okay, this so what was the title, Lady C, for the other one? It was posted January 20th, but, you know, for us to be, like, to find a direct link, what was it? You know what, Lady C, you think you could post it to your
Instagram
page?
Yes, ma'am. I will post that up so everybody could click on and see what this guy, come on, who really does that? It's your butt. You made it big, so you wipe it yourself. Okay, nobody should have to do that. I don't want to, Mommy. I don't want to wipe it. Imagine, I would have been crying, too. So it's like, I'm kind of on his side, Lady C. I'm kind of on his side. I mean,
no
500 pounds set aside. 500 pounds set aside, though. I don't care about the weight. I mean, because I gotta be like half of him. Like, but at the same time, it's just like I don't even want to wipe. I'd be like, oh God, I gotta do this again. No.
It's like a workout, right? Wipe, and then what is the doodle smears? And you gotta keep going in and going in and going in.
God.
Wait, no. It's just
one of those things.
You just want to bury your whole bottom part alive. And then Steve Harvey said, if you big, did he say, like, put the tissue, like, on the end of, like, a, what do you say, a plunger or something to use as a tool to wipe in the Kings of Comedy? I was, yo, this guy is crazy. But you need to wipe your butt because we could smell it, okay? I don't want to smell no funky doodle balls from walking past me. It's not going to happen.
Oh my goodness.
Just gross.
That's crazy, though. You know, I don't blame him, though. I salute him. I'm probably gonna leave a comment and tell him whoever posts this, leave him alone. He don't have to wipe. He don't want to. Okay, I feel his pain. I feel his pain. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
You are silly with a tear in your eye. Just one tear.
With tears in my
eyes
streaming down my shirt, staining my blouse, okay? Staining my blouse with my mascara. Like,
was that
poetry? Leave
just
that man alone. Leave him alone.
You just said poetry. Do you know that, Miss P? You just said some poetry for us. You said your tears streaming down your blouse.
I didn't even realize that
I did. You did. That you have to quote that. We got to write some more to that.
I gotta write that down. Tears streaming down my cheeks, flooding to my blouse, staining it with mascara. My lips are painted with red, but not with blood of lipstick.
Wow.
Okay.
Interesting.
Exactly. That's my spoken word. No more shoes, said thou. No more shoes, said thou, with holes in the front. No more shoes, said thou, with holes in the front, because I want my toes not to be falling out of it with frostbite, thou said. Thou said no more, okay? Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening.
Thou said good night. Good night, thou shalt. Good night. Be with us, Jesus,
thou
Lord.
Okay.
prosper many, thou said.
Okay, thou said shall not make any more holes in my shoes, thou said shall not, okay?
Like, okay, bye-bye.
Oh, they my goodness, cool. Lady C, we have to post that video also with the guy with the licorice.
Oh, yes, 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 yes.
He was so in love with the licorice. You guys are going to really enjoy that because it was hysterical. Hysterical.
I'm
like,
going to have to find.
Is there anything that you get that excited over, Lady C?
They were, what were they, pipes of black licorice, and this guy was, like, from Czechoslovakia, and he was, he sound like a damn chew toy that goes, meek, meek, meek. It was crazy. He was like, I just gotta be, and he was just so excited. And he sniffed the pipe, and his nose was all dented up. I didn't even know he could breathe out of that thing. And he just went like he was orgasming all over the place once he put it in his mouth. And I was just
oh,
amazed.
My goodness.
Like,
that's so crazy. Maybe the pipes were transforming into his windpipes. It blended in. And that's how he started breathing. Because that's why he got so excited, because it actually added life and years to his whole experience
his
on
nostrilix.
Okay,
his nostrilix chemises.
You see, they were shaped. And you know when you smoke a pipe, you got to pull in into the lungs and blow out. So basically those pipes were becoming part of his body parts. It was becoming part of his soul. So that's why he was so excited, Lady Cario, because he was like, he can live it again.
Breaking. It was like an activation to his soul, right?
Yes, it was like it turns him on, like a light, like how you walk in your room and flip the light switch up. It was like, it was crazy. I was like, oh my goodness, like where did that come from, dude?
Yeah, we definitely have
so those pipes
that
actually blended in with his regular organs. So that's why I think all of that excitement was happening. I don't even know. I mean, that's when to grow on is like that.
Woo. That was freaking hilarious. I wish I could show you guys because that was crazy. Am I right, Miss P? That was just crazy in all states, all worlds, all countries, all civilizations, okay?
Right. That
should never happen.
That actually should be abandoned in all states. Like, that should be banned on that because that was just so hilarious and so uncalled for. Like, oh, what about the one with the guy who peed on himself and punched his hand through the computer?
Oh, I know that's going around like BBM, and it's probably like on the other things. So I know you guys know what we're talking about. I don't want to say the wrong words. The sensitive man that seen the sore face on his computer screen suddenly. He was really sensitive, and he was enjoying his puzzle. Like, oh goodness, this is hard, guys. And then all of a sudden, the saw face comes and he just literally punches a hole. I don't know if that was real, but that has to be real. And he, oh my, why did you do this? And I'm like,
right,
it was crazy. It was crazy. He put his whole hand through the computer monitor. Like you can see it on the opposite side. Okay, and his pants were wet from him tingling on himself.
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't honestly believe that he got that afraid. I don't know. To me, it was a setup.
You know, maybe the person knew that he was scared of that because, you know, some people do have those kind of fears when they're even 100. Who knows, 98.8. But I think the friend knew he had that fear and used that because that dude was just incredibly upset. And to punch a hole, like, literally to get the picture out your view, you could have just ran off. I would prefer you to run off. And you know what? The friend that did that needs to pay for another screen because it was his fault that happened to him. That was just
freaking fault that that happened. Exactly, because, you know, imagine, like, you put your – who has the strength? He must have been really, really afraid for him to have penetrated a screen on a computer. You know how thick and what those materials are made of? You know, it's like he's probably, like, kicking rocks and kicking and crushing whole buildings, like, with his hands. If he could just go through a damn monitor, that's crazy to me. I'm like, whoa, is that really his hand? Or is that, like, really, you know, is that, like, something that's
Like, what is it? Yes. Like, photoshopped or whatever the hell?
I think it might be. I wouldn't be surprised if it was. Because they do a lot of stuff. They had, like, another video where it says, like, man commits suicide in front of two kids. But he actually was a prank. And it looked so real. It looked so real. Who does that? It was two kids that's like, kill yourself already, little kids. And he's, like, putting the gun to his head, like, and then acting like he's going to pull the trigger. They were doing it, like, through Skype. And they're like, yeah, do it. And he's just, like, he keeps turning down, putting the gun down. And finally, he just goes pop, and it just looked so real. You see the blood, but I think it was pre-did, and he was just probably sending this kind of video to the kids. But you'd be surprised what these people can do. It's just craziness. The different
it
kind
is.
Of effects and editings people have the ability to do. And those kids, when they that happened, they were like, oh, my goodness, mommy, the man killed himself. And I'm just like, you guys were just cheering him on. What happened? You guys
Absolutely.
Wanted him to execute himself in the damn on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of crap?
What
was
kind
that?
Of madness? They got what they
I
wanted,
tell you,
right? And they couldn't deal with it. Right, Lady C. It's just it's really crazy. But you know, going forward, we just wanted to you know, tell you that, you know, we're here. Okay, and
yes,
we're not doing
we
it for nothing, guys. So our time has extended, as you guys can see, as far as, like, you know, how long we'd be on the air instead of an hour. We're now online for 2 hours. We also going to, I guess, Lady C book three people in between times because of, you know, that way we could keep it,
just
keep
in
it
case.
Moving and stuff like that, just in case. Anything else you want to add, Lady C?
Let's see, this week. This is actually the last week of January, right, coming up?
It really is already.
It's crazy. So spring is right around the corner. You know, you're going to see shorts on the mannequins. Like, they just always ahead of time, times five. So I think, hello? Miss
yeah.
C, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, so I'm just hearing little clicks and stuff. But, yes, it's time to get it together, guys. I need to get it together. I need to stop abusing coffee. I need to stop abusing candy and just get release myself to Jesus.
Okay. Okay,
do the
swazies. We have a call coming in. Freddie Lawrence. Freddie, it's your time to shine.
Shine, baby, shine.
Freddie? Hello? Am I
hey, Freddie. You
hey,
are.
Freddy. I didn't even know I was on. I didn't even know if I hit anything or not.
Hey, what's going on?
How you girls doing?
We are doing good. We're waiting for your show. That's what we're waiting for. It is tonight, right, Freddie?
It is tonight at 9 o'clock my time. I guess 11 o'clock your girl's time, and I'm just a hot mess today, so it should be quite interesting.
Well, I'm looking forward
you got
to
it.
Talking. Yes.
You what did you say?
We're looking forward to it.
Oh, thank you. I love you, girls. You guys are so sweet.
Oh, we love you too, Freddie. We love you
I
too.
Feel so
are you Freddie?
I feel so bad you girls are having to deal with all the snow and stuff. Is it crazy there? Crazy weather?
Oh, my goodness.
Is it?
It is polar bears in my room as we speak.
Really?
Hibernating.
There's a lot of snow, yeah?
Yeah, it's a lot of snow. It's really, really icy. It's cold. It's nasty. It's disgusting. It's just like, I just want to move right today.
Well, you girls can come to Arizona anytime you want to.
Oh, don't tell us that, okay? We'll be
no, exactly.
coming next week.
You know you're more than welcome anytime you want to. But I lived up in Chicago, so I just moved down here about a month and a half. So I'm going to be away from the snow. I know how it goes, though.
Exactly.
Cool.
What's the weather out there?
It's probably 70 right now. I'm sorry.
Wow. I'm so hating you, Freddie. I went from loving you and hating you in the same sentence.
I, know. I hate saying anything about the weather here because everybody gets pissed at me. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Right, like it's your fault, right?
I know.
It's not your fault whatsoever.
I'm like, that's why I left in the first place. I'm like, 23 years in Chicago is enough for me. My ass is getting out of town.
Right, exactly. Oh, my goodness. I'm seriously thinking about that with New York because it's just getting so, like, ridiculous as far as, like, the rent and just the weather alone. It's just crazy. Living up here is too expensive.
No,
but you
Chicago
don't know what's going to be in New York.
Either, but I know it's definitely not as expensive as New York, that's for sure. And
yeah.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, it takes you an hour and a half to get bundled up to walk a half a block. You know, it's kind of pointless. It's kind of pointless. I know.
Exactly.
You know, the only thing I love about New York is that at least we do have different seasons because some places just stay hot forever and we get spring, winter, summer, fall. So I like seeing those seasons. You know, some places
I know.
I love
spring and fall too, and especially after a cold winter. Seeing like fall coming in is like the best feeling. It's like the best feeling in the world. And
in
fall
the air,
is gorgeous. And New York is gorgeous in the fall. I love New York in the fall. And fall fashion in New York is amazing. I mean, come on.
Exactly. So darn expensive, right?
Yeah, it's definitely not cheap. That's for sure. What's up, babe?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I was just me and Miss P was giving out your info for the millionaire.
The millionaire matchmaker?
Yeah, we gave out your info so people could vote for you.
Go vote for me. I need to be rich, y'all.
Exactly, because we said that as soon as you win, like, he's paying for us a round-trip ticket to come out there. We bring our own brown bag, but you're getting us out there to party with you when you become a millionaire. We're going to help you spend some of that money.
I'll get your girls. I'll pay for you to come out now. I'm not even dating a millionaire. So, I mean, you girls can come out anytime.
Oh, you're so sweet. Oh,
but
my God.
But when I become a millionaire, then you're really getting good for sure. I won't leave your girls behind. Are you kidding me?
Okay. That's why we love you, Freddie. I mean, like, it's crazy. Like, I genuinely love you. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you because I mean it. I'm like, you know, here this guy goes, never met him in my life, and I have nothing but love for him. And when I see you post something or say something or do something, it's like we're like your biggest advocate. I'm like, I love Freddie. And Lady C is like, I love him too. So there's no way that, you know.
The feeling's mutual.
We feel so blessed to have you call in and, you know, take the time to connect with us because now we have such an awesome person in our lives and we just love that. The whole feeling of that is so amazing.
It's so random, right? Over a Blog Talk Radio, it's so random. But you girls are just cool. I can't help myself.
Wow, exactly. And so are you. So are you. And, you know, and I was looking at your pictures and I seen, like, you know, you out one in town with your friends, and I'm like, damn, I want to go out there and party with them.
I'm like Snooki, but like a boy version of Snooki. I have some I've got some problems for sure.
So that
oh my
you
goodness, love some pickles, huh? You love you some pickles?
No, I don't like pickles, but I like everything else. I'm not a pickle person,
you know?
Though, but. I like to go to the bathroom and random bushes and dance on bars and
I like dancing on bars too. We're gonna have a competition. We're gonna have a dance off.
You got it. Last night
I'm not gonna be in it. I've seen your moves already. I know I can't defeat her moves. She got some John Travolta moves. I'm telling you, John Travolta all the way.
Oh, okay, you are so silly. But our show is winding down, Freddie. We have, like, 1 minute left before we're done. But we're definitely going to be calling in.
Yeah, we're calling in at
11 hour time.
Yes, I'm calling in.
Sorry it's so late, girls, but I love you, and I'll talk to you later.
I love you too, Freddie.
We'll call you tonight. Okay, I'll talk to you girls later. Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Child, yeah, Lady C. We love us some Freddie. It's something about that
yes.
Freddie that, you know, I'm addicted. I'm sorry. It's
Freddie.
Something about him.
Yes.
Again, you know, and it's just so amazing, Lady C, like I said, because you really can meet people that you can connect with like that on such a short-time basis. But Freddie is a man, and we're going to always be here for him.
Yes.
We thank you again for tuning in. We'll see you guys at Tuesday from 6 to 8. We love you guys. We appreciate the support. And you know where to find us. I'm Miss P again, and
this is Lady Cario, and we are
in tune for a better.
Yes, baby.
Yeah.
So keep it in tune, and me and Miss P are going to crack you up.
Oh.